Ages. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. I'm currently stealing your prescriptions and inviting all my friends to your motherfucking house. Eat shit, motherfuckers. Love you all.
It's a decision that was made between you and me. Another decision that was made in privacy.
Style show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo is good punching.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
No.
Hey, Donna! Did you shot the coffee yet?
Oh, snap. Welcome, everybody, to the DJ New Style Show, exclusive Tuesday night programming on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, bitches. Sorry, don't mean to be mean, but I'm just so excitable on this magical Earth Day that I need to introduce yet again and again and again and again. You already know what it is, bitches. Rammstein! Oh, man. Yeah, maybe I should be shifting the duties of intro and all the other stuff to the one who does the show prep. Our buddy Germ Freak, who is with us tonight? Germ, how you feeling tonight,
hey,
buddy?
What's up, New Style? How's
Don't
everything?
Don't preempt my fucking greeting, please.
I apologize. I just did my best.
Yeah, you did. It's okay.
What's going on?
You step over my fucking greeting.
Okay, just fucking talk.
Not only that, my professional fade out of the intro, which I put together. Germ, I gotta say, I'm a little on edge. It's too nice out. It's getting to be springtime.
I like it. It's lovely weather. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it looks,
windows open.
It's the DJ Newstyle show talking about the weather for 2 hours.
Yeah.
9 to 11 p.m. Hear
no
us
doubt.
Talk. Be sure to download every episode and hear every tasty tidbit and morsel of every cloud that's ever passed over. It's a bunch of shit, really, Germ. It is. But seriously, though, walking to lunch has been a treat lately. Your whole thing about 2 weeks ago, being crazy for wearing shorts, is completely fucking insane at this point.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, no doubt. Why, are you wearing shorts to work or what?
No, I'm not wearing shorts to work. I could. I mean, there's nothing against that in our.
Well, you wear sneakers. You wear Zipsy sneakers.
I don't wear Zipsy sneakers.
It has a Z on it. It's Zip sneakers to work. It's embarrassing.
I'll find him. I'll find him when I go take a piss, and I'll bring him in. It's a fucking N.
For someone
who hasn't learned that Reebok has shifted logos 12 times since you bought fucking sneakers, you wouldn't know that they're fucking New Balance sneakers. It's an N. An N.
I beg to differ.
Beg to differ. Fucking says New Balance on it. The difference between me and you, Germ, is people wear my shoes, whereas mannequins at the Salvation Army wear yours. That's the fucking difference. I don't mean to shit over your footwear, Germ. I don't mean to shit on your choice and all that, but I'll be goddamned if I'm going to sit here and have you say I'm wearing Zipsies or whatever the fuck it is you said.
All right, get over it.
Get over it, all right. Why don't you get over it? Because you're fucking wrong about the shorts. It's too early for shorts. What's wrong with these people?
When you wear shorts, you wear, like, knee-high socks?
No, because I'm not a fucking 60-year-old man who's watering a lawn, so I don't do that.
I see.
You obviously would. I would definitely see you as
the type of guy
who would wear fucking jeans to the beach.
I don't. But I do wear shoes to the beach. I wear shoes on the beach.
On the beach?
Yes.
Shoes, like tie shoes, not like slip-on sandals or fucking like...
No, I wear shoes.
Slippers or anything. Shoot, like laces. You fucking tie things on your feet.
I wear work boots on the beach.
Tim's? Rolling out with Timbos on your toes?
Well, because
this is how it goes.
You never know what you're going to step on over there. It's kind of disgusting, so you got to wear work boots.
You're going to step on sand. This isn't the 80s anymore, Germ. I don't know if we should clue you in, if your world's going to collapse. Music has been made after 1989. I'm getting text messages. Oh my god. But Germ, the hypodermics aren't washing up on the shore anymore. It's safe to walk on the beach.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Absolutely.
No, not absolutely. The thing is, you made a point.
Listen to me.
Go against the point. You say, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, God bless.
Are you
okay? I mean, are you feeling all right? Maybe the heat's getting to you?
Oh god. Your voice is getting to me. That's what's getting to me.
Son of a bitch.
Why would somebody send you a text message now?
I don't know. Maybe because they want to reach me. Maybe because they're one of the billions of people in this world that do not listen to this program.
Right.
Maybe that's what it is. Flip out the old phone right here. See what it is. I already know who it is. Yeah, see? I can't do that, Germ. I'm not going to do that. It's the DJ New Style show revealing personal information from my own fucking text message inbox.
All right. Enough already, dude. You're boring me.
I'm boring you?
Yeah, well, your text message crap. Enough.
Can you ever stay on camera instead of looking like fucking Kilroy on your dumb fucking webcam that you have going on with your reporting live from a helicopter above Times Square, Germ Freak?
You told me to get these headphones.
Those headphones are gigantic and awful.
Well, what did you tell me to get them for?
They looked better on the site. You needed something that would cover your ears. I can't even speak. I apologize.
All right, my scalp is burning from this fucking light.
So open a window.
I'm afraid to open the window because I'm in the basement here, and I get a little nervous at night because there's like nocturnal animals that come out.
That's what happens at night. Nocturnal animals do come out.
And the problem is, I have a fear that being that I'm below the ground in the basement, that if I had those little basement windows, that if like a skunk or a possum, they may come right up to the window because the window.
What, and look at you? You're only scared they're going to come up to the window?
Could you shut your mouth and let me finish for a second?
It's a talk show. Actually, if I shut my mouth for 2 hours, nothing would get fucking said except,
Because the window is flush with the ground. So if the possums or the skunks walk by the window, you know, I may get sprayed or something like that, you know? And it makes me nervous. So I never open the window at night.
First of all, possums don't fucking spray. Second of all, their only weapon is to pretend they've already been killed. They're no real fucking threat to you. Skunks, however, may spray. I don't really know, Germ. I don't know. I've never heard of skunks approaching basement windows just firing their fucking ass end into somebody's house. It could happen.
Have you ever been in contact with a skunk?
Actually, yeah. When I worked at Frank's Nursery and Crafts, which is now fucking completely bankrupt and is nothing but a shell of a fucking retail store. Fuck you, Frank's. But I used to work there when I was in high school, and there was this one lady that would come in periodically, and it looked as though she had like a lap dog in the cart. And you know, you're not supposed to bring animals in, but I really didn't care since I was,
unless you're blind.
No, not even blind people. We like to let them go and reach into the needles and candles and just see what they can pull off the shelves. But she would have what I thought was like a little lap dog or something. But when I got too close, she pulled this fucking flannel blanket that she had over it, and it was a fucking skunk. She had a goddamn skunk. She's like, pet the skunk. It's okay. Just pet it. It's fine. So I pet it. It was actually pretty soft. I wasn't scared of getting sprayed, though.
Well, obviously the spray was taken out of it.
That's fucking cruel. I mean, it's their only fucking weapon. You get to you know, leak shit on people and make them really stink bad, and they remove that from you. That's like, I don't want cats that would ever have their claws removed. I think that's fucking wrong. They should be able to cut everything up and lash out. What do you think about animal alterations, like removing the fucking spray?
I never understood why they had to cut a dog's tail. Like, there's certain breeds of dogs where they have to cut the tail and make it like a little stubby thing.
Because they'll die. I have no idea why.
It's just awful to see that little stubby tail.
You really do want them to have a long tail, a dog, because, you know, you look at a dog and you feel like, oh, you really, you know, your master hates you. You're unique. You have a tail. You have four legs. You can perform tricks and be man's best friend, but no, now this tail had to be clipped off. I really don't know what the fuck it is with having a tail docked, I believe it is. And speaking of docking, I hope you listen to Best in Show Sundays. a whole special about docking. If you haven't heard it, go ahead and download it on Hear Us Talk or bestinshowradio.com. Yeah, it's cruel. I don't think a cat should have its claws removed. I mean, have you ever, you know, you ever thought, put any thought to that, Jerm?
Well, I mean, I dislike cats in general, so whether they have their claws removed is irrelevant to me. But, you know, they'll probably scratch up and everything. But the problem is with the cats, I'm allergic to them, so I despise cats.
We have some, I guess, feedback, you could say, from E.J. McGrath. That's our buddy, Ed, in case you didn't know. The guy who beat you in late 80s one-hit wonders last week. He's saying that to learn more about docking the tail of a dog, you should go to docfuck.com.
And he would know that.
Yeah, he would. And I have a feeling that you're not going to find a Sharpei or something like that on there. Probably just two gay gentlemen fucking each other's foreskins or whatever it might be. It's a cruel, crazy world out there.
What are they going to think of now? I mean, who would have even conceived that idea of docking?
Jerm, have you ever?
Where did that come from?
Let me ask you something. Have you ever masturbated with something other than your hand? Have you ever used a device? Maybe
like a piece of meat.
What?
What are you talking about?
Piece of meat.
No, I'm talking about
a nice beef liver, just wrap it around your dick and jerk off. No, I'm talking about. Have you ever thought that maybe
know.
The hand isn't enough? You use a sock or something like that. It's about that. You've tried everything, so these people move on. Apparently, in gay communities, they've run out of options, so now they're looking for any flap of skin they could pull over each other.
You know, it's a big thing now. Spitting. People have to. I see people spitting in other people's mouths in porn. What is up with that? Why are you? They open their mouths and they spit in their mouth. What is? Have we run out of everything to do that we're spitting now?
Why? This is this is your big new revelation. It's not shoulder blade fucking. It's not some kind of new way to jizz in an armpit. It's spitting. This is what you're coming up with.
Listen to me. They spit in their mouths. These women will spit in another woman's mouth. What is the purpose of that?
Because it's degrading. I don't know if you know this germ, but a lot of people get turned on by degrading a woman. And watching women be degraded. I mean, there's a whole fucking...
The whole point is...
There's a whole series of Asian countries that fucking have their economies thriving on the degradation of women. So I thought you would have caught on to this by now.
The spitting is a form of degradation? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. See, the thing is, you're not supposed to just walk up to somebody and spit on them or at them or in their mouth. So the fact that somebody's willing to do this and the other person is still ready to have sex and not run away and obtain something to attack them with might be a little intriguing to some people. And to tell you the truth, Germ, that's not even the most fucking vile thing that you could interpret as new or newly mainstream. I mean, the spitting in the mouth really is pretty tame, you know, relative to some of the other stuff.
I think it's quite revolting.
Well, you would, Germ. I mean, you're afraid of a fucking skunk shoving his ass through your little basement window and spraying into your office. That to you is revolting. I mean, but skunks have been around for who knows how many fucking years, and so have homes. Spitting, Germ, has been around forever. What about the shit fountains, the tub girl things, or, you know, the trend in porn that has been poking its head more and more lately, the very, very old guy and the very, very young girl? I mean, that's the type of stuff that kind of revolts me. Someone that looks like he just retired from his fucking job as a butcher after 40 years.
There's a what's that guy's name? Cummings or somebody? His last name is Cummings. He's like an old geezer.
Alan Cummings, gay actor. He's
I don't know. His name's Dave Cummings, I think.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. See, yeah. I tend to not want to know the guy's name.
Oh.
In the pornos. God. Germ, do you find that you need to know who's starring in a porno? You need to know the names of the actors and actresses?
Not particularly, but I cannot watch it if I know the people are dead. Like, I cannot watch somebody naked if I know that person's dead. I cannot.
So, like,
do that.
Let's say, recently in the news there was the Marilyn Monroe blowing some guy for 15 minutes on a video. Like, if you came into contact with that video, you wouldn't be able to watch it because she's dead.
I cannot watch that.
You're out of your mind.
Like, I cannot watch anything with Savannah, the porn star who shot herself.
Oh, you have to.
I can't. It's not right.
It's not right because she's dead now. Even though this is just... See, that's a very, like, Native American take on watching video. Like, you really think her soul has been stolen by the fucking cameraman in the 80s, and now it's really rude to watch her now that she's been killed by drugs or whatever the fuck. It's really terrible. Really terrible.
Whatever. I think it's just awful. They should just stop the movies at that point.
Just stop the movies.
Yeah. I can't, you know, it's hard for me to watch anybody who's dead.
So you can't even watch, like, The Godfather again, because Brando's
dead. No, I mean,
dead.
Listen. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm not enjoying that movie as much as I used to, because I've watched it too many times. I'm getting nauseous from it.
You do like the Italian-themed mafia movies.
For the most part, especially the true-to-life ones, no doubt.
Well, I mean,
go ahead.
There's true-to-life, and then there's based on a true story. There are very few movies that completely echo the true story, because life is boring,
yeah.
And there's very little that translates well into a film that people would watch.
Well, they had to make it interesting, and then there it is. They have to do creative licensing.
See,
but the
you were going to mention Donnie Brasco.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a movie I like. It's based on a true story.
It has Johnny Depp in it, correct?
Johnny Depp, one of the best actors around today.
I would say garbage.
Excuse me?
I would say garbage. I don't like anything that has Johnny Depp in it. People say he's a great actor.
That?
Every woman wants to fuck him. He's all weird and all that. Everybody fucking loves the guy.
He's a bit of an odd bird. I mean, he lives in France with his fucking sombrero, whatever the hell it is.
A sombrero? What are you talking about?
He wears his fucking hat. I don't know what the fuck he does.
A sombrero?
But he's a little bit of an odd bird, but he takes risks. You know, he plays pirates and and chocolate makers and this and that. I don't like that fool Cruise who plays the same fucking role all the time.
You're talking about, obviously, Tom Cruise, not Penelope. Yeah. Penelope Cruise doesn't have a talented bone in her fucking cunt body. No, you hate Tom Cruise for some reason.
Yeah, he doesn't take risks. He just plays the same role over and over again, pretty much. I mean, he doesn't like... He would never play a pirate. He would never play Willy Wonka because he doesn't... He doesn't have the audacity to do something like that.
So has there ever been a Tom Cruise movie that you enjoyed?
No.
What about Magnolia?
Never saw it.
Never saw it. Born on the 4th of July.
I saw that.
Love it or leave it. Love it or leave it, Tommy! You didn't like it?
Yeah, it was a little drag. It dragged on a little too much. I was kind of getting bored at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. The Outsiders? What about that? Didn't see that.
Well, he wasn't. He was just a little bit part. He's eating
he was in it. He was in it.
Cake all over his fucking mouth. You know, he's from New Jersey, you know.
Tom Cruise is from New Jersey?
He used to live in Glen Ridge, New Jersey.
See, then you have to automatically love him. Because you not only do you love all things New Jersey... You love everybody that has ever set foot in the fucking state, it seems. You're like, whenever you did a Germ Freak Radio, if someone ever spent a summer in New Jersey, New Jersey Zone! Adam and the Ants! Or whatever. It's just fucking ridiculous.
I'm proud of New Jersey.
You are. I don't know why. But for some reason, you prefer Johnny Depp over Tom Cruise.
I don't prefer him. I think he takes more risks.
You think he's dreamy.
Actor.
You fucking said that to me.
I don't think he's dreamy at all.
You think he's dreamy and he has the eyes of an angel. That you'd love to spend time with. I'm just reading an email you sent to me.
Are you out of your fucking gourd?
No.
Hey, guess how much Johnny Depp made in his first movie?
What was his first movie?
I believe it was Nightmare on Elm Street.
So then how do you really know? If you believe it.
I mean, it was his first movie.
Okay, I'm going to say he made $10,000.
No, he made $75,000, man.
$75,000. Was he a big part in that movie? Bad. I really honestly don't remember it.
He was on a bed where he got, like, at the end, I think he got sucked in. He had headphones on or something like that.
Anytime you were enjoying yourself in an 80s horror movie, that's when you had to die. You're just rocking out to some fucking Motley Crue with your fucking oversized Walkman, because that's the actual size. And Freddy Krueger comes through the sheets and fucking pulls you into the hell or whatever the fuck it is. I don't know. It's just awful. But he made $75,000. For that?
I believe he made
$75,000 for a first movie. Not bad, especially the 80s.
You know how much Tom Cruise made?
Risky Business. I don't know. I'll take a stab at it. Since that was 75, I'll say 80,000.
He made 75 as well for Risky Business.
Well, I'm close, Jerem. How do you know all this stuff? Is this something,
that
fascinates you?
Well, I like to see the progression of the salaries. The obscene... Don't these people... Aren't they embarrassed to accept this much money? Aren't they embarrassed?
I'm sure they're mortified they have to accept those checks. I really didn't want this money.
It's an obscene amount of money.
I'd hate to have to buy this gigantic house and huge yacht that women would just throw vaginas in my face for.
It's embarrassing. It's an obscene amount of money. And aren't they embarrassed to take this kind of money? It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You'd be embarrassed if let's say... Let's say you ever did something that wasn't, stemmed out of you being in your basement fearing fucking possums, and someone wanted to pay you $1 million. You'd be embarrassed? I mean, how is that embarrassing? I don't understand your
wardrobe.
It's
not embarrassing. It's an obscene amount. It's not necessary. It's
so
obscene.
You think that they should say, $500,000 really would be enough for fucking
essentially
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
I mean, I think there's a point where, I mean... You have so much money, you don't know what to do with it. It's whatever. I mean, I'd like to have it, but I'm not gonna go crazy.
If you were given do you know what Johnny Depp made in like a more recent movie? What, like 20 million something, 15 million? I don't know. I don't know what he gets now.
I don't know. Probably something like that. They're all getting in the $20 million range.
So if you had $10 million in the bank, what would you do? Just from one job. Would you work again?
I don't know. This is the problem I'm having. When you get a lot of money, do you have to support the rest of your family? Do you have to support your relatives?
I mean,
do you support your siblings?
do you or do you have to? I mean, those are two very different things that you're
should
saying.
Should you?
I mean, I think is, you know, if you're getting some kind of like incredible amount of money, it's a fucking, you know, the right thing to do. But if you haven't fucking talked to your brother in 20 years because of some dispute over some fucking broad that you had an argument over in high school, you know, you probably wouldn't. But I mean, if you're close to your family, you probably should do that, John. I mean, would you? And keep in mind, your brother does listen to the show now. And so does your mom. And don't upset your mom, because, you know, God forbid, you do something on here that she doesn't fucking approve of. She'll call you right after the show.
I don't know. It's a tough situation. You know, I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes I wish that I don't have the money, because this way I don't have the problems.
Would you ever want to develop a protective suit that would keep you free from all disease and germs? Like, that's something that I think you would do. Or you should do, but you wouldn't think to do. Instead, you'd buy like a million bottles of fucking Purell.
Right.
You would stay doing what you normally do, but you just do it in excess now. You would do it even more.
Oh, no doubt. No, I'd love a protective suit. This way I don't have to pick out my outfits in the morning, too.
Sometimes I really don't think you listen to me when I talk. That's okay.
I apologize.
It's okay, Jeremy. I mean, we're not all making that Johnny Depp money. But I've never liked a movie with Johnny Depp in it, and
I think you're jealous.
No, wait, hold on. You think I'm jealous?
I think you're jealous of his good looks.
Yeah, I'm jealous, Jerm. That's what it is. I don't watch his movies because I can't bear to see a handsome man act.
Are you jealous of anybody's looks?
I don't really feel jealous of people's looks.
I apologize.
Like, I'll see somebody, and I'm able to recognize that, hey, that's a handsome person.
All right, name a handsome guy.
Well, I mean, I think I said it when we started talking about Johnny Depp. I mean, the all the fucking girls seem to love him.
No, Brad I'm asking Pitt, you. Do you think he's a good-looking dude?
I mean, I really don't.
It's a yes or no question.
My determination of another dude being attractive is, you know, women's reaction to him. That's all I know. I mean, I can't look at a guy and be like, holy shit, dude, look at his fucking cheekbones. Look at his fucking cheek. He's perfection. Forget it. I can't do that. I mean, I only know what I hear from broads, as it were. You think it's a cop out, Jeremy? What are some guys that you think that, and how do you determine that they're handsome? Do you look at them like, wow, now there's a handsome man?
No, I mean, yeah, listen. You could tell if this guy's ugly, can't you? If the guy's ugly.
Yeah.
You have no,
I mean,
you have you the look, thing you, is. You have no problem admitting if a... Please! You have no problem admitting if a guy's ugly, but you do have a problem admitting if a guy's good-looking.
Maybe you might be onto something, because when I'm able to determine if someone's ugly, it's more like a symmetry or a proportion type thing. Like, if someone has a fucking... an eye near their chin and one near their hairline, yeah, you could... It's a safe bet they're fucking ugly, because, you know, they don't match up. But... You know, who am I to say what's ugly? Especially, like, I don't want to waste my day looking at a dude and be like, yo, you know, I can't fucking get my head around this. Is this a hot guy or not? I'm fucking struggling here. Jerm, let me call you up. Jerm, what do you think of this guy? Listen! And then we go back and forth for the next 5 hours. Come on, Jerm. You don't do that, do you? You don't look at guys and be like, you know what? I bet you... But he does pretty well with the ladies.
No.
No.
No, I don't.
But I watched Donnie Brasco. In 1997, the movie was released. So in 2008, if somebody's worried about spoilers, you might want to mute it for a few minutes. Awful. There's a lot of movies I haven't seen. I mean, that's an obvious thing we've talked about in some shows. Like, for example, I think I just saw... Pulp Fiction, like, 2 months ago.
I never saw it.
You never saw it?
I don't think I'd be able to follow it, because I think it's a movie... I get the impression that it's a movie that jumps from one... Like, it jumps.
Yeah, it does.
So I don't think I'd be able to follow
it. You can't remember stuff? I mean, is that... Because all that's... The only prerequisite of Pulp Fiction is that you remember what happened. And then you build it as you go.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to follow it. I'd lose interest.
Okay, yeah, you lose interest. Okay. Well, I watched it, and I liked the movie, but the thing is, it was billed as a true story, but the ending was not true to life. The way it ended with Pacino's character putting his fucking watch away, he knows he's gonna get killed or whatever. It wasn't even that fucking character. It was Sonny Black. And I know this because as I was watching it, I was reading the fucking Wikipedia article because I wanted to know how it ended. So I was disappointed to realize that the true ending of the true story wasn't the true ending of the movie.
Right.
That's all we're getting out of you on that?
Well, listen, it's
when did
regardless of that fact, it's a great movie.
Yeah, okay, whatever. You know what? Fuck Johnny Depp and fuck you.
Yeah, fuck off. See, and you should be proud of that movie too.
Why should I be proud of it?
Because it's about your Italian heritage.
It's about half of my heritage. I'm only half Italian, Jim. I'm not a complete Italian like you. You see that? And you're so proud of it. You don't even watch any other movies.
I only watch
if it doesn't have fucking Sinatra in the soundtrack, then you're not going to
like,
watch it.
I don't like Frank Sinatra.
You love him.
I don't. I think he was overrated. And I don't like what he did to his first wife. What happened is when he got famous, he dumped his first wife and married somebody different.
Hmm. Interesting, Jerm. What are you going to do when you get famous?
Oh, please.
No, really. I mean, this is a good question here. What are you going to do?
I have no intentions on being anything but what I am now.
Jerm, if you were given the chance, what would you do if you were... If you were single, Jerm, suddenly got famous, would you stay with your wife?
Absolutely.
You
no
have
doubt.
A yacht, you have the protective suit, all that shit. You're going to stay thick and thin.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
No doubt, B. I like that you're using the hip slang. It's the DJ New Style show. Check out DJNewStyle.com. It's our site. Whatever. We have shows on there. We have stuff that you can purchase that you probably won't. So it's okay. Frank, your head's on a shirt now. Are you?
Yeah, what is the deal with that? I mean, give me a break.
What's wrong with it, first of all?
Don't put my friggin' head on a shirt, for Christ's
sake. We already did.
So embarrassing.
We already did.
Put my goddamn head on a shirt.
Well, it's not just the shirt. We actually put your head on some undergarments as well. But we put the catchphrase, "Oh, I apologize," next to it. Just to let everybody know that they're sorry for things they may have done.
That's true.
It's cafepress.com/Frank's head.
Please, that's ridiculous.
What's wrong with it, Jerm? Why aren't you
enthused? Don't put my fucking head on something. I don't want people seeing my head.
Well, you're on camera right now. People can see. Well, if you would get on camera, people could see your fucking head.
All right. Here, I'm on cam.
So, Jerm, okay, what's wrong with it, though? I mean, why don't you want people...
Because I don't want the whole world seeing my face. I mean, what if...
But nobody really knows it. I mean, it would just be someone wearing a shirt of a show that they're a fan of, you know, just some fucking random bald man grinning on their fucking T-shirt.
Whatever. I mean,
what's the big deal? I mean, we sell the fucking Cafe Press has all kinds of wacky garments, and they have a thong. We actually put your fucking head on a thong. Would you be offended if a relatively hot woman?
I would ask the person what is wrong with them that they would want to put my fucking head on their vagina area.
Why would you ask them what's wrong with them? Why would you? Maybe they're just such a fan of the show, they want to put your face where the babies come out.
Well, listen, who am I to judge? You know, I got no problem with it.
Their vagina area. The number to call is 316-768-4472. That's 316-768-4472. If you want to get in touch with the DJ New Style Show and the shiny, bald-headed Jerm Freak, we can do that, and it would be fun, Jerm. We're going global. I don't know if you've heard about this, but our buddy Raph, who's been doing some production, he's been doing a lot of stuff for us, I think in conjunction with AWebs, to put some of our episodes on a lot of the torrent sites. And currently, I think they're being pulled at like a rate of 60 downloads per hour, which is fucking insane. But it's like mostly in Europe. a lot of just random Europeans downloading
and
these.
I don't know, man. I don't know if they know what the heck they're even fucking doing over there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they see the name of the show, and they think it's gonna be some kind of a fucking a rave or something.
Yeah. When I was young, it seemed that life was so
Welcome to the DJ New Style Show. Willkommen, Herren und Damen. This is fucking terrible. Yes, this is what the Europeans want. This is my impression of their desires for musical entertainment. Jetzt wir will tanzen auf die DJ New Style Schussen. I learned German in high school and I fucking completely forgot it, John. What language did you learn?
I took Spanish.
Did it help you out?
Not really. I mean, I just know, you know, how to say hello.
Well, how do you do it? Why don't you do it? Welcome the Europeans. They're downloading our show.
Hola. But here's the deal with unless you're with...
Unless you're what?
Unless you're, like, using the language on a daily basis with, like, you're not going to remember it.
You know so apparently you don't use English on a daily basis. Because sometimes it seems you forget it. I can't think now. I'm dancing. Let's do some E. Maybe some nitrous. Try to get more European downloads. Eh, fuck it. My techno ran out. But I think it's crazy,
but
though.
But you're prepared.
Oh, eat shit. That's my new thing I say, Jeremy. I'm sorry. And I don't really want you to eat shit. I know you wouldn't. It's okay. But a lot of people are downloading it from Europe. And you thought it was a fluke. I mean, maybe it is. But a lot of the people are going back for more. I mean, you can tell that how many people... or how many episodes each person have downloaded it. And a lot of them are downloading 2 to 3 to 4 episodes. It's fucking crazy to me.
Right.
It's insane. I mean, it seems like a big fucking move up from when, it was just me talking to, like, 4 people in a chat room a few years back. We have a lot of people in Pal Talk right now, in several rooms. And we're on Heroes Talk. We're all over the place, Jim. We're going global. People in fucking Liechtenstein are...
Yeah, we should do the show drunk one night. You think?
The thing is, you've never been drunk before.
Exactly. I should get drunk while we're on the air to see how long...
Do you have any alcohol on you right now?
I don't have any Mai Tais, no.
No, I'm saying alcohol, not something that you would, would serve a homosexual you're trying to coerce into... into gay sex.
No, but what I could do next week, I could buy some, like, maybe they have, like, a pre-mixed Mai Tai drink, and I could get them and drink it up.
No. No, you're going to start drinking beer, Jerm. We're gonna make a man out of you. We're going to make a classy gentleman out of you.
I don't like the taste of beer. It's too bitter.
Well, then we're gonna push you right to the vodka tonics, Jerm. We're gonna make you a vodka tonic drinker. And you're going to be a vodka snob. You're going to have a favorite vodka. You're going to be extremely
vodka,
sick every morning.
There's different flavors of, like, vodka?
There's different flavors, yeah. I mean, there's, like, chocolate and strawberry and all kinds of
shit.
Well,
I'm saying, you know, brand A's vodka tastes the same as brand B's vodka, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know. After your second one, you can't really fucking tell. But if you're drinking, like, Nikolai Popov vodka in a spackle bucket, yeah, it's a little bit, you know, less of a grade than something like Kettle One or whatever. But people say Grey Goose is good. I don't really give a fuck. I'm not trying to swish it around and spit it out and go to vodka tastings. And Three Olives is the best vodka I've tasted today. Just fucking terrible. Jerm, do you enjoy any other alcoholic beverages that I wouldn't be embarrassed to watch you drink?
I never had anything else other than what I already mentioned. I can't really comment on it.
You're off cam, right?
So what? I gotta be on cam every 2 fucking
seconds. You have to be on goddamn cam!
Jesus Christ.
We have Rob Giggs working his fucking ass off here in the DJ New Style Show live room. He's putting both of the cameras together. He's got some nice text. He's typing blah, blah, blah whenever you fucking talk. And he's putting a lot of work into it. And all we see is half your fucking head.
Here.
Because you're nervous. You're fucking nervous. People want to see your fucking, your scowl. Yeah. They want to see your face.
My puss.
Granted, I know the show is internet radio, and it's pretty much all about the audio, but a lot more people are checking out the video aspect of it these days. People are looking at the video, Jerm. Does that...
Okay.
And you know what? You know what, Jerm? People are looking at the video... And pretty soon people will be wearing your face on a shirt.
Oh, please.
Going to Disney World on a family vacation wearing your fucking smiling mug over one of their tits. Went over a fat, sweaty man tit as they wait to go on fucking Space Mountain. We take a quick break here. It's the DJ New Style Show on an Earth Day. Reduce, reuse, and recycle, bitches. Hear Us Talk. This is HearUsTalk.com. Thank you.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
So you've got a new girlfriend, have you? Well, congratulations. Are you thinking about marriage? If you find someone you like, if that person is someone you'd like to spend a lifetime with, and if that person seems to be your soulmate, and you can't imagine living without them, and you want to build a life together, and you can't find anything wrong with them because you're entirely compatible, and you can't imagine living with anyone else, well, goddammit, move in, make plans, and get married! Because marriage has so many benefits. When you were single, you were banging every night and experimenting with oral, anal, vaginal, hell, even shoulder blade fucking. But now that you're married, you get less sex, more kids. Same job stress, more kids, no free time, and no sex. How could you go wrong? Oh yes, and the added bonus of never being able to be yourself. God forbid you take a leak when you're half asleep at 6 a.m. getting ready to go to your awful job and you leave a drop of urine on the seat and you get to hear about it 10 years later at a party with her parents, your new in-laws. And let's just say it doesn't work because marriage does happen to have a 60% rate of failure. Well, marriage also has the fun advantage of a legal justification for her to take 50% of your pay for the rest of your lives. So why not get married? If you can get the milk for free, fuck it, buy the cow anyway.
Yeah, this Edward Williams.
What?
Big Eddie Ed.
Y'all can't even touch me, man.
What?
Rippin' New Jersey. Rippin' North New Jersey, man. Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Y'all ain't even on my level.
Big Eddie Ed. Edward Williams.
Big Eddie Ed.
Y'all ain't even on my level.
The DJ New Style Show.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Joe Caramello. I'm the host of Neighborhood Watch. It's a little podcast I like to put together to keep the fine citizens of Pepper Gardens aware, up to date, and on the same page when it comes to a few important issues. And tonight's episode is about a real important one here. This is one that hits close to home. It's Earth Day today, and even though we all know we need to recycle, I've noticed that a few of you who probably don't download this podcast as it is, have been just throwing everything out in the same pail on Garbage Day, completely ignoring the efforts of Recyclables Day. Since the offenders have ignored me, memorized my phone number, and never pick up when I call them to chat about important issues like, number one, not killing the squirrels, number two, keeping their cat's shit out of my grandson's sandbox, and number three, you know, how their son really shouldn't be living in sin like that. I've decided to get a new cell phone, call them up, and get them on board with saving the environment like every one of you fine people in Pepper Gardens. Now, maybe they can do that by putting all those Jack Daniels bottles I see them putting in the garbage at midnight. Let's see if we can get them on the line here. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, Ken, how are you? How are you tonight there, Ken?
Good. Who's this?
Never mind that. Look, we all know what you're doing, Ken. We're not happy about it either.
What? What the fuck are you talking?
Quite frankly, we're not gonna stand for what you're doing to our planet, Ken.
Who is this? What the fuck do you want?
Hey, you need to put your recyclables out on Recyclable Day, Ken.
What we can't do you have, fucking want?
We cannot have this shit going on every fucking garbage day. You're throwing out all those bottles.
Joe?
No.
Joe.
Look, it's not Joe. Listen, it's somebody else. Look.
Joe, stop it, dude. I'm tired of you fucking calling me here. I'm no threat to the planet, the community, or whatever the fuck you're saying. Dude, stop concerning yourself with my fucking business.
It's my goddamn business, too, okay? It's my goddamn
Come on,
business,
man.
Too.
It's not your fucking
it's
business.
It's my goddamn business.
No, it isn't.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
Oh, and it's not my business? You're not changing the... Now, where the fuck are all the squirrels, Ken?
What
the fuck did you do to all the fucking squirrels?
What the fuck are you talking about?
The fucking squirrel. I saw you shooting them out of the fucking trees, Ken. You can't fucking bullshit me.
You're insane.
Jesus fucking Christ. You're an asshole, Ken, and I'm on to
you. Fuck you.
I got my fucking eyes on you. You better take your shit out on recyclable day, Ken. We're not gonna tolerate this fucking shit any goddamn longer.
Dude, fucking eat shit. I'm out of here. Fuck you.
Son of a bitch. Well, I guess that concludes the this episode of the Neighborhood Watch. Be sure to download the next one. We'll be talking about leaves. And how I don't want that motherfucking asshole Ken blowing his fucking leaves in the gutter just so they can blow all over my fucking yard because he doesn't want to fucking bag them today. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Yeah. Yo, what's up? It's your boy Sony from 10th and Diamond. You listening to the DJ New Style Show. You know what I mean?
Why, thank you very much, Sony from 10th and Diamond. I appreciate it. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. Part of your Tuesday night diet on Heroes Talk. That's HeroesTalk.com. The sense you have that's related to your ears. Not necessarily right here, but probably right around here if you were pointing at your ears. Germ, what's going on? You have a good piss? Are you calming down a little bit?
Yeah, it was very relaxing. Oh, boy. Yeah.
What?
You know what? My wife told me that her girlfriends are listening right now. So, you know, what the...
Do they have first names? Can I,
I'd rather not, but...
No, well, give me a first name. I want to welcome them to the show. A little bit. I just want to do something special
and
Jerry Freak's ladies that he has on the side.
I don't want these ladies.
What?
I just don't like the world collide.
Are these these some of the ladies you've been messing around with on the side?
Don't be ridiculous.
What?
Don't be an idiot.
They know, right?
Oh, please.
Come on. Well, I encourage any of these women to call. The number is 316-768-4472. If you want to spell it out, it's rough 72, because the show is pretty fucking rough. 316-768-4472. If you're a friend of Germ Freak's wife, please call in. I can't even tell you how many fucking questions I have for you. My head is swimming. Germ, how does this make you fucking feel? I mean, people that you've had cake and coffee with are now listening to your other side of life.
It's a little uncomfortable. And it's a little awkward.
When did they start listening? Maybe at the beginning of the show when you were talking about spitting in people's mouths and cocks.
I don't know. She just told me, but whatever. It's all good.
Are you going to be able to ever look them in the face again after you realize that you've been talking about how you can look at a guy and know that he's attractive?
Oh, please go for yourself.
They're going to look at little Luke and be like, "Oh, I wish he had a real male role model." Jeremy, you look a little bit embarrassed. I'm looking on the cam, obviously on HearUsTalk.com.
No, I'm not embarrassed whatsoever. I think you're trying to make it that way, but I'm not embarrassed at all.
Nah, why would you be?
I really get embarrassed.
I know you. Why would you? I mean, you're obviously an emotional rock, especially when your mother, brother, and of course your wife's best friends are looking for any slip up that they can use for their next fucking all woman male bash fest party.
Right, right, right.
They no order doubt. A nice cheesecake and carve it up as they talk shit on you, Germ. Cheesecake, like it's fucking Golden Girls. Fucking terrible show. We eat cheesecake and we're old.
You know, you had a crush on Rue McClanahan.
Oh, I would bang. Rue McClanahan, don't even fucking talk about it. Don't even talk about it. Blanche, come on.
Do you think she was the hottest of the Golden Girls?
I mean, come on. None of them are attractive, but if you're gonna have to pick one of the Golden Girls, why wouldn't you pick the easiest one? I mean, the last thing you want to do is put effort into one of the Golden Girls, and then when you win the prize, you realize it has two artificial hips. It's fucking miserable. Wow, look at this, Jerm. This is actually amazing to me. Completely amazing and awesome that we have a phone call on the line.
Phone phone is ringing. Oh my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a very embarrassed and nervous germ freak. Who is this?
This is Barb.
Oh God, Germ, breathe a sigh of relief. You're saved for
Barbara now. Barbara to the rescue. What's up, Barbara?
Yeah, no. Frank, I understand you're embarrassed and stuff, and I just want to help you out.
How's your
drippy cock?
What's this, Germ? Drippy cock?
What?
What's this all about, Barb?
Well, his drippy cock, I mean...
You mean after he ejaculates and he can't stop? Because it just drips like a broken faucet. You know, the thing he always tells us whenever we discuss sex. That's awesome. Germ, in your wildest dreams, have you ever pictured that your wife's friends would find out about your leaky dick?
Frank, what's wrong?
Come on. Jesus.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You might want to fix the color balance on your cam.
So what's going on, Barb?
A little bit focused on the red right now.
How's Tidbit doing? How's Tidbit doing? How's Tidbit?
Drippy cock.
I apologize. All right, what's next now? What are we going to do now?
Yeah. Why don't we just dribble on into another topic, Barb? How is Tidbit doing?
Tidbit's doing great. He's still at Overlook Hospital, and he's still recovering, but he's eating clear liquids now.
Yes. All right, I predict.
Eat broth.
How much you know is an average weight for Tidbit? I mean, he's a pretty skinny guy.
He weighs in at the hefty number of 118.
Germ, in a year, what do you predict Tidbit will weigh now that he's eating and he's going to be really hungry?
I'm thinking 135.
Wow. Ooh. A whole 10 pounds. That's a pretty lofty goal. I predict he'll be 275 pounds in a year.
What is the most Tidbit has ever weighed? Do you recall that?
Probably about 125.
Oh, wow.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't think I've ever weighed less than he has.
Jeez. 125. And how tall is he? He's not like 4'2". Just really stout.
He likes to say 6 feet, but it's more like 5'11".
You fucking women always cutting down the advertised height. Like, I know I'm 5'10". My girlfriend likes to bill me at 5'9". I know I'm 5'10", Amanda. 5'10". Okay?
Right.
She's wrong. Germ, do you have any issues like that? You say you're one height, your wife cuts you down a little bit. Oh, he's not that tall!
No, I don't care. I'm 5'7". I'm pretty tall for a guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Just make sure you don't slip on your drippy cock and maybe bust a vertebrae that they have to fuse. You might lose a quarter of an inch.
But could you pick him up, Barb? Could you like pick Tidbit up?
You know what? Yes, I can. I really can.
I see.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of picking him up, really, from the hospital bed. He's got to walk around, so I do a lot of that. So.
Do you enjoy that?
Yes, I do. I love my boyfriend, Frank. So.
Would you love him less if he had a drippy cock?
No, he doesn't. It stops immediately after he ejaculates.
Yeah, I see. That's you know, the normal case. Wow, someone's taking deep breaths on on this cam here on Heroes Talk, and it certainly isn't me. Well, Barb, anything else you'd like to report? Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Nothing.
You're hot under the collar now. You look like you have some kind of a summer hay fever, even though it's not summer yet. You look like you have something going on.
No, it's all good.
What's
all good.
Wrong?
No, it's fine. I'm fine.
I mean, are you embarrassed that, you know, the women listening now have husbands that don't have drippy cocks? What's wrong?
All right. No, I wanted to go on with this story here. I wanted to get Barb's perspective on it.
All right, well, let's go. What's the story?
Okay. Now, I don't know how to pronounce it, Lecco or Lico, Italy. Italian man was given a suspended sentence for staring too intensely at a woman sitting in front of him on a train.
So he was on a train. He saw a pretty hot chick on a train and just started staring hard at her.
He's being slapped with a sexual harassment suit because he was staring too intensely at her.
Leaning back, putting out the vibe.
No.
So he's staring too intensely.
Intensely at her. Is that, and I'll ask Barbara, being that she's a female, is that, do you feel that has anybody ever stared too intensely at you that you felt that you were being sexually harassed?
No, not sexually harassed, no. Usually I'll just look at them and give them a fucked up face and they'll stop looking at me because they're like, what a bitch.
Unless their name is Seth and they go by the name Grace.
Oh my God.
Seth, you know, he admits it. He likes to stare. It's okay. You can't hate him for that. It's what he enjoys doing. I don't know. I think this is a bit, a bit crazy to jail a man because he, because he's looking at a woman too intensely.
But
how do you stare too intensely? Germ, why don't you try it first? I mean, this is obviously a visual. The pod. Okay, he has his eyes open. He has no face or no expression on his face. He's not blinking, and his cock is dripping onto the computer chair.
I feel sorry for this man.
And well, why?
Because this is just ridiculous. Now you're staring at people.
By the way, we have a feedback from my girlfriend, Amanda. She says, don't lie, you're 5'9". Stop telling fibs to Europe. Good night.
Thanks. I got your back, Amanda.
Listen, Amanda, we'll resolve this later, okay? Thanks. Go to bed. Goodness sakes.
5'9".
Whatever. A judge sentenced the guy who's in his 30s, and his name hasn't been revealed, to 10 days in prison and a $63 fine, 40 euros for you ungodly Europeans who, thank you for downloading the show, by the way. I think it's insane. Jerm, have you ever felt like you were, staring at somebody or that someone was looking at you and made you uncomfortable?
Can you remember as a kid, like, if you stare at somebody, somebody would say, we got a staring problem? You know, you remember that?
No, because I mean, what was wrong with you that you were just eyeing people forever?
No, if there was if somebody thought it was a tough guy or something, and you look at somebody the wrong way or
eyes off the merchandise, punk.
No, like if you're driving down a street, you don't, God forbid, you look at somebody on the corner and they'll say, what are you staring at? And they'll come after you, and I just look straight ahead. So I have no problem with this.
Yeah, after the legendary battle between Greaser and Soch, I think that has never happened again, Germ. So you're probably dating yourself a little bit. Jesus. I don't know. I mean, that's a pretty crazy story. But has anything ever happened to you, Barb, involving the creepiness of another man?
Yeah, have people ever perved on you?
What the fuck am I asking? Why should I ask? Germ, just, hook into my fucking brain. Just say it for me.
I apologize.
Hi, I didn't know I was calling the Germ Freak Show.
Apparently he's the star. Germ does all the work, actually. He does all the prep.
No, it's DJ New Style Show.
Let me pull the curtain back. Germ does the prep. He's a shining little piece of gold.
Go. What'd you say?
Shining little piece of gold.
Who said, where are you quoting that from?
I believe that was the illustrious radio genius, Ron Bennington.
Okay. go ahead with your story. Ask your question there.
Well, you were asking if anything creepy had ever happened to me. Actually, today, as I was walking out of the hospital, some guy came up to me and was like, do you want me to walk you to your car? And I guess he thought that by alluding to the fact that he would keep me safe, that I would forget that he is also a fucking stranger, and that he's probably going to rape and murder me near my car. So I said, no, thanks. It was pretty dark.
Well, you thought about it, though.
I thought about it, but because he wasn't hot, I didn't want him.
Oh, Christ.
So some stranger just wants to walk you to your car in, some dark parking lot. You should accept, because, there's creepy people out there. They might get you. I will protect you, however.
Exactly.
Yeah. Germ, I don't know. Have you ever, been made self-aware that you were being a little creepy?
No. No. But I want to ask Barbara a question. Now, are you saying that if the guy was good looking, are you saying that you would have let him walk you to your car? Are you less intimidated? Yo.
What?
Go ahead.
Well, what he was saying was if the guy was better looking, you would have let him, escort you to your car.
Right.
Yeah. So creepiness is dissolved by good looks.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Obviously.
Which makes me believe that, Germ, you know, you're lying when you say we're never creepy. I think
I'll
every guy...
Next.
Yeah, every guy's been creepy at one point or another, Germ.
Not Seth.
No, Seth is an angel. And by Seth, you mean crazed. His name may be crazed, but he is an angel.
I am Tom
a prince
Riddle.
Among men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With a very busy eye. He's got a busy... It's not lazy. Don't get it twisted.
Now, what's the difference between a lazy eye and a busy eye?
Busy eye does a lot. Does a lot of looking. A lot of staring.
I gotcha.
Lazy eye just drifts off, like that fucking Kristen Bell. She's got the lazy eye.
Right.
Very self-conscious, apparently. She doesn't like people to know, but she does. So, behold, 75 people that are tuning in.
So, are you at the hospital now?
No, I'm not. I came home. Visiting hours are over at 8 p.m., so...
But I would think they would let you stay later, you know.
Yeah.
But
well, they let me stay later, but eventually the Jamaican nurses tell me, he's got to go.
So he's coming home tomorrow, right?
He's not coming home tomorrow. He'll probably be home Thursday, maybe Friday, maybe.
Oh, I see.
Well, you know, tell him that we're thinking of him, and he's the best. There is no other 88. There is no better 88 than Tidbit 88. Germ, were you the class of 88, Germ?
I was.
Yeah? Well, everybody in your year is an asshole, because there's only one Tidbit 88.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want to say. Barb, do you have anything else you'd like to go over? I mean, any shout-outs, perhaps? I don't know.
I just want to tell Lily she should probably listen to the show.
And now what is this in reference to?
Well, I mean, today on the famous Ron and Fez show.
Ron and Fez show hosted by radio geniuses Ron Bennington and Fez Marie Watley.
This is true.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Noon to 3, by the way, XM 202, the virus.
Okay. Lily alluded to the fact that, you know, you don't really talk a lot. I don't know what she's talking about since I'm talking to you right now.
Well, I mean, I am something of an enigma. I'm a wallflower. I can't be tamed, Barb. I won't be tamed. I lay back. I let the magic unfold as Germ Freak steps to a microphone. It all just happens. Right, Germ?
No doubt.
Tell us again about the Asian bow, the fist pound. How does that work? Is that...
Hold on!
I guess we're obviously talking about our brief appearance on Ron and Fez, April 17th, last week, where we were being considered for a night of 100 podcasts, and I guess we still are being considered, despite the new fiery talent, Matt Ryan, or whatever his name is.
Whatever.
Just a wayward meteorite that struck right into the XM studios, burned a hole right through the console, and let himself be known. So, yeah, we're being considered for the next night of 100 podcasts. And for those that don't know, I apologize, but you have terrible radio taste, because you need to know. Ron and Fez is something that you have to listen to. Especially if you're listening to this and you're not listening to Ron and Fez, I mean, you really, really need to get your fucking priorities straight. The night of 100 podcasts is a chance at being able to do your show for about an hour on XM 202, if you happen to host an internet radio show, which, Germ, I believe we do. So we are qualified to do this.
Oh, is that what this is?
What would you think it is, Drippy?
No, I wasn't sure.
Don't short out the fucking computer by dripping onto your wires down there. You might hit a surge protector and cause a brownout.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. You need some. Do you want me to Google some rubberized undergarments, Ziploc fucking pants that have feet,
boy,
so they collect your drippings?
Okay.
You need the George Foreman grill equivalent of fucking underwear. Just anything to catch the dripping grease, the dripping liquids. Just awful, Joan. I guarantee you, your wife's friends are no longer listening, by the way. But it is going to be a creepy. Creepy slice of cake you're serving them next time.
Oh, it's going to be awkward.
Yeah, a little bit awkward. But Night of 100 podcast, yeah, we hope to get the shot. I mean, it's pre-recorded. You go in the studios, you do your show on their awesome equipment. It everything just fucking sounds perfect there. I mean, obviously it would. You see, they broadcast out of something that isn't a fucking bedroom.
you were telling Ron how you started out, you know, 3 or 4 years ago in your bedroom, but you're still in there.
Yeah, talking to anonymous assholes about germs and, oh, yeah, I am here. Yeah, started out doing it in my bedroom there. Just me and some stuffed animals. Me going through the prep. Just awful. I am still here, though, Germ. Yeah, I really, you know, what can I say? How much room is there really to go up when you're just an internet radio show? We can't all be Keith and the Girl, you know? We can't all be
They're number one on Podcast Alley.
Podcast Alley, number one. Keith and the Girl.
Oh, guys.
God. Oh, shut up, the girl.
Stop,
you're incorrigible, and you talk about sex.
Don't.
Yeah. Typical stuff. You know, I'm not going to say that they're an awful show, because obviously people like them, but it's just something that's never held my interest. That's all. That's all I'm going to say about Keith and the girl.
You're a little partial, don't you say? You're not going to be honest.
Well, why am I a little partial? I mean, I've tried to listen to their show.
Yeah.
I wasn't really into it. I mean, what's the big deal?
No, it's cool.
Oh, now it's cool. No, before I'm some kind of impartial asshole who's just ready to fucking cut down Keith and the girl at any fucking turn.
Well, listen, how about Fan Dick?
Yeah. Fan Dick, he was a show on There Is No Radio. The previous station that I was on. And basically, there was a time on There Is No Radio when I really wanted it to work. I really wanted it to be a good station. And I looked at the schedule and I'm like, hey, we have 8 blocks of Fishbone. There's 8 fucking hours straight of fucking 1993 ska punk. I think we should maybe get some live programming on. Let me find anybody who can do a show. So I scoured message boards before he was banned from them all, and I sent him a message. I said, hey, you do a show. There Is No Radio need shows. Email Bad Monkey. And then the rest is history. Now he does his show over there. And I think he to his credit, he is not banned on one message board, I believe. One ONA Ron and Fez message board. That's really all I have to say about the guy. I don't tune into his show. I've listened to one episode, and that was when I think somebody got kicked off or they got into an argument because of he wanted to play clips with like the word, the N-word, and by N-word I mean nigga. Charm. I don't feel comfortable saying it, so I'm going to say the hipster way. Bad Monkey didn't want on the station, so he kicked him off. And I thought that would be pretty intriguing to listen to. Turns out that was all I wanted to hear, so I never tuned in again. But you know, again, I don't want to discredit a bunch of internet radio shows. I'm not here to shit talk people that just want to talk to other internet folk and try to entertain. It's not what I'm about to do, like you, Jerm. I don't want to wage all these internet radio wars like you were planning and doing. In this one email here, it's like, hey, Ken, I have an idea for the show, April 22nd. What do you think of Fan Dick? Personally, I think he's an asshole, and I think we should tear him
apart.
I'm reading it right here. It's been black and white.
I never said that. I never did that. No, never.
Also, the Jew-faced Keith and the girl are horrific.
You know what?
I don't think you should bring religion into it. I don't think you should bring religion into these things.
I'm not even going to address what you're saying right there because it's just appalling, and I'm embarrassed that you even say something like that.
And you listed a bunch of other things, like the Muggle cast. I don't even know what this stuff is. You just went up and down the list on the top 10 things, and obviously through some cellar where you found Fan Dick. And you just started, you know, trying to wage some kind of a war. And it's not what I want to do, Jeremy. I want to promote our show without having to get dirty. I don't want to get dirty.
Are your pants on fire right now?
If I had them, they would be. But I am completely pantsless right now, Germ, and I'm loving it. How does that make you feel? I mean, Ed will do this to you every now and then. Our buddy, EJ McGrath.
Ed McGrath, he sits there by his computer, pantsless. I think it's just revolting, and I'm embarrassed that he even says that.
What do you think about it?
I don't think about it, but he's... Excuse me?
You think about it when he's not around. Fag.
Ken brought him up. Ken brought the name up, okay, Missy?
Well, no.
Ken,
yeah, but you're always thinking about it, drippy cock.
No.
Oh,
see, you know, other people don't have to wear pants because they don't leak. That's the thing. You always need some method of absorption just to make sure the cotton undies that you put on your fucking body soak up some of the mess. Some of the post-loving mess. Pouring right out of that urethra. Just drizzling out.
Well, sometimes I have to put tissues in there to soak it up.
In the hole? You ever put them in the hole like a tampon?
No.
Have you ever used a cock tampon germ? To soak
no.
up your drippy cock?
Never knew there was such a thing.
Like a fucking cock cork made out of cotton or whatever. That's alliteration, Holmes. Jesus. I don't know what to tell you. Barbara, is there anything that we can do to make Frank look a little bit more comfortable on camera right now? Maybe if you put a hat on, German. You know, the sun is beating down on your lack of a hat.
I know, my scalp is burning up a little bit here.
Put a hat on.
All right, so why don't we take a break there so I can talk to my wife and...
You're going to try to make sure that they're not listening anymore so you can get back to being yourself again.
Exactly.
Barbara, do you have any words of wisdom?
Frank, I know I kid around a lot and stuff like that, but... Hi, you look really sexy today.
Oh, shut up.
What?
All right. Talk to you later.
Can I see it? Can I see the drip?
You are a sick fuck. You are
what?
A sick person.
All right, I'm gone.
All right. Thank you very much, Barbara. And, and shouts out to Tidbit. Tidbit's a great guy. There she goes. Jeremy, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the DJ News. Do you have anything you want to say before maybe we go to break?
Wish me luck.
There it is. DJ News Style Show.
The DJ News Style Show. We'll be right back.
Put those Hair Bear albums on the shelves and pull out your mini discs. It's time for the 90s, folks, on Germ Freak Radio!
Oh boy, a bunch of nerds, man. What a bunch of nerds.
What are you doing?
I'm looking at a picture of Ben, and I'm realizing that they're a bunch of nerds. All right. This group formed in Seattle, Washington in 1992 and rose to prominence in 1988 with a This group formed in Seattle, Washington in 1992, was made up of University of Washington students looking to start a band. You know what? I'm just not feeling it. I'm not feeling that enthusiasm and that energy. All right. This group formed in Seattle, Washington in 1992, gained prominence in 1988. This song has been featured in the films Dickie Roberts, American Pie, and Disturbing Behavior. The group was formed by students at the University of Washington in 1992. They obtained their name because it was graffitied on the wall of the This song can be heard in the This song can be heard in the movie Dickie This song can This song can be heard in the movie This song can be heard This song can be heard in the movies of American Pie, Dickie Roberts, and Disturbing Behavior. This rock group formed in Seattle, Washington in 1992 was made up of University of Seattle, Washington students who wanted to simply start a band. The name of the group was obtained from a graffitied wall on the University of Washington student newspaper office. From their Where Have All the Money Makers Gone, released in 1998, you know what? I feel very melancholy. Okay. The following song can be heard in the films Dickie Roberts, American Pie, and Disturbing Behavior. The group was formed by a bunch of university... Okay, calm down. This song can be heard in the movies Dickie Roberts, American Pie, and Disturbing Behavior. It was made up of a bunch of fucking nerds from Seattle, Washington, who wanted to simply start a band. The song name of the group was... The following group was made up of a bunch of fucking nerds from Seattle, Washington in 1992. A goddamn bunch of douchebags made up of
different ethnic... I apologize. That was not called for. I'm sorry. Okay, calm down. No, I'm not gonna... You know what? I don't feel like I used to. I used to feel it more. This group was made up of University of Seattle, Washington students who simply were looking to start a band. The group is formed in 1992 by a bunch of fucking nerds and cocksuckers. The name of the group was obtained from the graffitied wall of the student newspaper office. Where have all their moneymakers gone? Released in September 22nd, 1998. This film... I'm just rambling, dude. I can't concentrate. I'm sorry. I'm wasting all your tape, too. I apologize. This is the last time I'm doing it. If it doesn't work... Okay. This group is made up of a bunch... I did a fucking Fat Albert thing. This group was made up of a bunch of fucking nerdy motherfuckers from Seattle, Washington, who simply wanted to start a band in 1992. From their Where Have All the Money Makers Gone, this one-hit wonder, Harvey Danger, Flagpole Sinner!
Lucky you, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show, dick.
Oh, thank you for tuning into the DJ New Style Show. This is the brick and mortar of the Tuesday night lineup on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. I can't even think, I'm too relaxed. Oh, Germ, what's going on, buddy? You have a nice, relaxing bathroom break or argument with your wife? How did it go?
It's all right. I mean, her friends, let's just put it this way, the friend's no longer listening.
Of course. Why would they? I believe they heard that you had a drippy cock, and then they stopped.
That's when my wife told me she stopped listening.
Right then? They didn't want to picture it. People don't want to picture family friends.
Why do you have to tell people about my problem? You know, it's embarrassing.
Why is it embarrassing, Jeremy? It's part of you. It's what happens with you.
I apologize.
Just embrace it. Go in and just walk out and tell the world, I'm Germ Freak and I've got a drippy cock. Rob Giggs is going to have a fucking field day, I can tell. As long as you include that I'm Germ Freak part, I'm game. That's all I got to say. Germ, there's a few things out there on my mind. A few things, lists of things, several items.
Mm.
Things that are going on. And I'm just wondering if you'd be willing to maybe help me along with this little bit of a game that I'm putting together. Something that I've done myself. My own prep sessions. Where we encourage you, pertaining to the items listed, to pick one.
Oh.
You have to pick one! You have to pick one. You can't pick more than one, Jeremy. You'll be presented with a scenario. There are several outcomes, of which you have to pick one. That's how it works. You love this bit, don't you? Tell me your feelings, your true feelings about this.
I'm not crazy about it.
Why not? What's going on with it?
It's by the time you finish what you're saying, I forget what you said.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
But we'll try it out.
What's going on?
I don't know.
And you really feel confused sometimes?
I do.
Well, why don't we get this started then? Get it underway. Let's do this here, Germ. Picture yourself in this little bit of a scenario. You wake up late for an appointment. You only have 15 minutes to get ready. One of the following. Now remember, your toothbrush, your shower head, or every towel you own has been visibly tampered with and is covered with a brownish ooze. This appointment is critical. And you have to make a very good impression, or you will lose your biggest client. Remember, Germ, when it comes to tampered bathroom items, you have to pick one! Which do you choose?
Okay, well, obviously I'm not going to pick a towel if it's got brown, because you use a towel to wipe yourself off and dry yourself off, so I'd be dry myself off with brownish discoloration and then make it on my body. The thing with the toothbrush, it'll make my teeth brown. I don't want that. I would pick the shower head because once the water comes out of the shower, it will remove any brownish ooze.
So,
and therefore, that's what I would pick.
So you're not worried that the brownish ooze would be, and the ooze probably is shit. Let's just get over that right now. You're not worried that any of the brownish ooze would be fired on you from the water that's projecting out of it. You're not worried about that.
Well, what I would do is I would move out of the way once that part came down. Then I
so you're going to turn on the shower head and let it run for a bit.
Let it run.
Okay.
Run, yeah.
Very
yeah.
good.
Now, do you do that too?
Do I let... Oh, always. You got to let it warm up.
You do.
You got to let it warm up.
Even in the summer?
All the time. I can't take a cold shower. I need the shower needs to be hot, and
you
I can't...
take a hot shower in the summer?
All the time.
You're crazy.
Why? I have air conditioning. I'm not a fucking heathen.
Yeah, well, you have air conditioning. The whole fucking world's got air conditioning.
No, they don't. I know of at least one place that does it.
You know what I mean.
What?
But what are you advanced? You got air conditioning?
I'm
so
completely
what?
Advanced. Jeremy, whatever. I take a hot shower. What I would pick is probably every towel I own, because I can air dry. I'm guaranteed to not get shit on me. How about that? Jeremy, once again, I'm going to invite you to pick one. Consider this, you're back in grade school and you're only 8 years old. You're 8 years old once again. You'll be beaten and forever branded with the name Gay Gay Faggy Fag Fag unless you lick old chewing gum from under a desk, a bathroom doorknob in the school, or the drain in the boys' bathroom sink. Now, you obviously do not want to be beaten, and even if you kind of do, remember, you have to pick one!
Okay. Well, I would definitely not. What I would do is I would try and lick the one. This is an easy one because this is an easy one. I would do the old chewing gum because the key word is old, which means it's been there a while, so it may not it don't have recent germs on it. The germs it may have been disintegrated. As far as licking the bathroom knob, you know that's used more often, and same thing with the drain. That's revolting. So I would pick the old chewing gum.
Yeah, because bacteria would never reproduce. Never, ever.
Put your hand underneath the desk and you felt the gum on your fingertips?
Yeah, I hate it. I can't. The thing about me, I'm not really nervous or upset about germs like you seem to be, but I don't like sticky shit on my fingers. I don't like to shake somebody's hand and feel like eating pancakes and I have pancake syrup on my hands. It just fucking irritates me. Sticky just fucking is the worst to me. I hate it. Is there one thing that gets you? Like, is it itchy, or is there anything like that you just feel completely skeeved
out? I just don't like
out?
when I'm shaking somebody's hand, you mean, or?
Anything. Like, how does that leave you? Like, if I feel like I have something sticky on my hand, I feel like I'm completely just disgusting, and I'm uncomfortable, and I have to fucking wash my hands.
I don't know. I'm not... What if you're eating something at home, like you're eating an apple or an orange? Do you have to wash your hands after you eat an orange because of the stickiness?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't like feeling sticky. That's the thing. I don't like fucking the juice getting... the orange
but
juice. Rob Giggs, again, field day. I don't like the orange juice getting stuck between my fingers or whatever if I'm peeling the orange. Or, like, the worst would be, like, a family picnic where there's a watermelon. And, like, some of the watermelon gets on, like, some of the lawn chair because one of the kids has been eating it and spitting the seeds. And you get it in the back of your knees or on the fucking, like, the elbows. Anything where there's a joint and, like, skin touches skin, that's the fucking worst. Because you always feel that. It's the worst. Now, Germ, I'm going to invite you once more to choose one of the following and explain why. You're seeing a psychiatrist, and he requires you to do something that you'd never in your life consider doing in order to help you get over some of your phobias. If forced to, would you sleep in a hotel bed nude, take a shower at a local gym without wearing shower shoes, or pat the ass of a man in front of you while waiting in line at a Starbucks, and when he turns around, wink at him? That's a long one, but it doesn't matter. Because of the three, you have to pick one!
All right.
You're forced to.
I would definitely not sleep in the hotel sheets, because that's just a total cesspool of disaster. As far as patting the ass, I would not do that, because somebody would probably, you know, punch me in the face, and I don't want to deal with that. So I go with the shower shoes and hope that I don't get athlete's feet.
Now, you are aware of what goes on in some of the gym showers, right? Apparently not, because you've chosen this one. Germ, a lot of gay men like to engage in some of that good old gay coitus, as you would call it, in some of the showers. A lot of the homos like to get it on there. You see, like, the naked guy at a gym, just doesn't even wear a towel. He's walking around trying to make eye contact with a potential partner.
What do you do when you see the guy in a gym who's naked walking around? Do you address him?
You pretend he doesn't even exist.
Really?
Just like an Asian. You just pretend that they couldn't possibly exist, that they're obviously some figment of your imagination that just is not real, and you look the other way, go about your business, and get the fuck out of there as quick as possible.
Now, would you be able to talk to somebody who was completely naked, like a guy? Like, what if he starts talking to you?
Good, man. I just could not. I would be like, yeah, I gotta go. I gotta go. Gaze upon me. Comes up to you. There's a guy at my gym now that does this type of shit, where he is the naked guy. He has glasses, and he's practically a fucking albino. His hair is basically flesh colored. It's disgusting. And he'll walk around just completely naked, weighing himself, trying to mess with the lock. Like, oh, I forgot the combination again. And just fucking, just any excuse to be in there naked longer than he has to be. And it's really fucking annoying. To the point where I go to the gym dressed, and I leave the gym completely disgusting and hop in my car right away. I don't want to have these encounters. It's just fucking, it's embarrassing. It's not embarrassing, because now this is what you say, so I'm fucking going to say it because I hear it over and over. It's disturbing to me. I don't want to be put in those situations where he's going to be like, hey, so, Mets season opener, how was it? Like, what are you talking about? Awful. You've never been put in that situation where a naked guy has started talking to you?
No, I haven't. But I would, make sure I look them in the eyes and make a concerted effort.
That's the thing, though. They're looking for eye contact. They're looking for some. You gotta just look away. Don't look at his balls. Don't look at his eyes. Don't even fucking look at him. If he's talking to you, just busy yourself. Oh, I'm just rifling through my pockets in my locker again. Sure, I only have keys in there, but I might have something else.
But you don't take showers at the gym, do you?
No, absolutely not. As I said, I go to the gym dressed in everything I'm going to need to have on at the gym, shorts and a shirt or whatever, and I leave the same way. I never enter the fucking locker room, except to piss.
You leave in your sweat.
Yeah, absolutely, and I shower when I get home. I don't need to slip on some fucking jizz or whatever. I definitely wouldn't pick that.
But you don't have any phobias, germ phobias. So I don't know what the problem is.
Okay, so let's say you're not afraid of germs. Is it really a vacation to fucking step on jizz? I mean, it's not something that you really want to do. Whether you're fearful of germs or not.
What kind of place are you working out in, for Christ's sake?
Any gym in fucking America, Germ.
I don't know what
any
the fuck
fucking gym has this type of shit in it.
You go to a name brand gym, guys aren't having sex in there.
First of all, the name brand gyms would attract more members, which would increase the probability that one of your members is going to be the frisky naked guy trying to fuck somebody in the shower.
They're not going to risk having sex in there. Don't be a jackass. Stop trying to showboat.
What's there to risk? Wait, showboat? Well, how am I showboating by saying that I'm not particularly fond of the idea of two dudes fucking in a gym shower? How am I showboating?
I would guarantee you that I've never heard of guys having sex.
Yeah, here we go. Solera is checking in. She says, New York Sports Club had that problem on 14th Street, so it's not exactly odd. It's pretty common. Triple Skeet, I agree with New Style, he says, because he's a smart guy. And Triple Skeet, for my own sanity, would you explicitly type that you completely disagree with Germ Freak? I mean, that would just make my fucking day.
You know, I want to say that I had a communique, and I think that somebody's streak is going to be broken tonight.
You think so? Well, let's take a look here. Who's this?
I need music, yeah.
Phone is ringing.
Oh my God. 316-768-4472. Is this Foundry Music Jeff?
Yep.
What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, I fucking hate that. When you go to the gym, and the black guys are walking around with the big fucking dangly dicks,
yeah,
asserting dominance.
Fucking the last item left in the welcome to the neighborhood gift basket, the summer sausage just fucking hanging above their balls.
And it makes me feel so fucking inadequate and gay, because of course my eyes are just gonna go down, you know, just to see like if the fucking rumors are true, and it happens every fucking time.
Well, the thing is, I don't ever find myself having to look at them. I just find myself having to get the fuck away from the situation as quick as possible.
It's like the elephant in the room, though. Like, you know, it's literally, like, come on, it's right there.
Just the front of it. The one that the part that eats peanuts. And sprays water to bathe itself.
It takes me back to, like, primitive times. Like, you know, like, I feel like we should square off or for control of the tribe or something. You know, it's just fucking... There's so, like, there's something so carnal and fucking, like, animal about fucking guys in a fucking, like closed space, like, fucking dripping sweat.
I mean, it's
fucking dicks hanging out.
Is that something that you almost sound like you're into it now? Like, this is something you want,
not,
like,
I'm
tests?
Not so much, it's fucking, it's disturbing. Like, it's unsettling. But in a way, it kind of reminds me, like, you know, like, what it is to be a man. Like, if you can't be around... like guys with their fucking dicks hanging out and still, like, you know, like, feel like a man, like, then you have, like, some insecurity issues about your, like, sexuality. You know what I mean?
I just don't want to, because I've seen,
like,
the guy...
if you can see, like, a big black dick and go, you know, I still like girls, you know, like, what the hell? Then, yeah, you're heterosexual. So good job. It's trial by fire.
Okay, so now you're justifying your, you're just, hey, I'm straight. Let's see what you got there, buddy. Just pick
exactly.
it up. I don't know,
you,
man.
You throw me into a room full of cocks, and then they walk out, you know, having not fucked with them, and then you're okay. You're heterosexual.
It's, you know what? It wouldn't even be that so much as the thing that some of them are trolling in there. They're, it's not like they're trying to show off their fucking dicks and assert dominance. Some of them are looking for fucking people that want that they can fuck, and that's a little bit fucking just disgusting to me. It's like I wouldn't want to be a fucking deer. I wouldn't want to be a fucking deer in like Alabama, parading in front of fucking hunters with guns. I don't know.
I see the guys coming out of the steam room like the door opens, and it's like, and like this big puff of steam comes out, and then this old guy with fucking huge balls, like with his fucking like big smile on his face, and you know, like someone else is in there because you can kind of make out a figure in the mist.
Oh, look at this!
Phone is ringing.
Oh my god!
316-768-4472. You're on with the Germ Freak, who is befuddled right now, and also Foundry Music Jeff. Who's this?
Hi, it's Pristine Sneakers.
Pristine Sneakers, what's going on, buddy?
Not too much. I'm doing all right, man. But I just wanted to, as far as this conversation goes, like you're talking about, like, I don't want any man who's like, you're in a gym. First of all, I'm not trying to be in a gym with a bunch of other men. I don't want to be in a situation where there's a potential for naked men walking around. And this isn't me being homophobic or anything, but this is what it comes down to. If you are in that situation and you wind up looking down at a man's crotch, you shouldn't feel gay for it or be like, don't read into it too deeply psychologically or like, oh, it's like this trouble. What it comes down to is that you live your life 99.8% of the time not looking at male genitals.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you're in this situation and there are men walking around naked, the first thing you're going to look at is their fucking crotch. It doesn't make you gay. It doesn't mean you want to see their crotch. It doesn't mean you want to judge their crotch. But the bottom line is you're not used to seeing this shit, and you look down right away. That's what it is.
I like to see how I measure up. You know what I mean?
I don't like to see how I measure up. Honestly, I don't give a fuck, man. And it's especially like people talking about like walking around locker rooms. Honestly, the only thing that makes me like I used to go to a pool. That was as close as I can come. I used to go to a pool, so you had to shower before you go in the pool, and you would be in the locker room. And honestly, the other naked men didn't bother. Like they made me uncomfortable. I'll say that, you know. But I kind of it is weird, definitely, when they try to start a conversation with you.
Doing laps today, are you? And like the little scratch.
Yeah. Huh? I walked a little cold today. I think for the most part, like, I played it cool. You know what I mean? But, like, yeah, it was definitely awkward. You know what I mean? But it had nothing to do with
it. I don't understand the mindset of someone who feels, like, completely comfortable talking to you while their fucking dick is hanging out. Like, are you really that fucking...
These are crazy guys. Like, I don't mean crazy like they're dangerous, but, I mean, they're not... They're not normal people, man. Like, honestly, the apprehension that you have, like, when you're coming into this situation, you're like, oh, God, I know I'm going to see a naked man. It's the complete opposite for them. Like, it's the inverse effect. Like, they're like, oh, I wonder how many men are going to see me naked. And it's not always packing men. I'm telling you, you think these guys are just walking around naked, and when someone reacts strangely, they're like, what?
What are you, gay? Faggot? I'm the guy with my foot up on the bench.
You're naked, it's making you uncomfortable? I had no idea. No, you completely knew.
Yeah.
Isn't it gay to be afraid of the cock, you know, as you're walking in? Like, you start getting, like, that little, like, flutter in your heart, like, oh, there's going to be cock in here.
There may be some deep-seated issues with that, but I mean, the fact is that you don't want to see it, so it's like, ah, oh, man, I might see this shit. I just want to go here and, like, in Pristine's case, the pool, I just want to fucking swim and cool off. I don't want to have to deal with this guy putting his fucking leg up, his completely bare leg up on his bench, draping his fucking balls down with a towel over his shoulder, talking to me about the fucking Mets. I don't want to do this.
And they all put their leg up. They all put their leg up.
They do.
There's not one naked man in the locker room that doesn't put one fucking foot up on the bench while the other one is still on the floor and starts striking up a conversation that
even if he had clothes on, I would just want to walk away from him.
So what's going on, guys? What's going on?
Yeah, that's the fucking point right there, exactly. You know, like, I don't know, like, you're trying to open your locker, and for some reason you can't remember the fucking combination anymore. And it's not a gay thing, like, oh, you're walking in like you're afraid of the cock, like, oh, I know there's going to be cock. It's not the cock you're afraid of. I'm saying, speaking from my own perspective, what I would go through when I would walk into that situation, it's not the cock you're afraid of, it's just the uncomfortability. And you're not uncomfortable because you're weird, or, oh, I'm a man, I should be comfortable around other men. This is the year 2008. We wear clothes.
Exactly.
People wear clothes. So it is unusual in a locker room to see naked men walking around. And it's even weirder when they walk up to your face and start talking to you. How about this? Like, we're talking about the pool, right? Okay, you're naked in front of me talking to me. 20 minutes ago, we were clothed. We had bathing suits on and we were by the pool and you weren't talking to me.
Oh, hold on.
Why are you talking to me now that you're naked? These people love to be naked in front of other men.
These are all questions that need to be asked, but we do have a very important caller for right now. Who's this?
VA Messenger, what's up?
Okay,
oh!
The streak continues.
Oh, no. I was getting a little nervous.
Yeah, the streak
continues. This is kind of like a radio locker room. We should all just take out our socks. Yeah, let's get naked.
Everybody get a towel. A story to tell and dangly balls. VA Messenger, what's going on?
Fucking Verizon can suck my asshole.
Your phone's pretty shitty, isn't it?
Yeah, for some reason.
Yeah, we got the streak. We'll see you later, buddy.
Oh, dude! No. It's all
dude!
You know, it's all about the streak at this point. He's playing the one inning like Cal Ripken. It's okay. It's okay.
Oh. I was in a locker room one time. I saw this black guy toweling himself, and he saved his dick for last. And then you just see him running like his fucking towel along the length of his cock, like he just and it just went on for like inches and inches and inches. Why does it always come down to fucking black guys, man? Let me point something out. Not to insult anybody, but like when you're talking about why is it? It's always the black guy with the big like. God damn it, man. You know what
it is, guys? It drives me nuts. That's why I have to look. I have to fucking measure myself. Am I less of a man?
You have to measure yourself. You already know you're smaller than the black guy.
Yeah.
Let's just fucking, right.
I mean,
don't even worry about it.
Every once in a while, you'll catch a black guy with a small, and you're like, oh, good. They don't all fucking fit the stereotype.
Wait, speaking of the devil there, Jeff. Mike Nice, what do you think about this whole topic?
Ridiculous.
It's completely ridiculous. I don't know why we're talking about black guys and big cocks.
Dick. In the middle of his rebuttal.
That's right. He just said it's ridiculous and hung up. It's crazy. Jerm, did you have something for these two gentlemen to partake in tonight?
I could find something. I just had.
I mean, you do have extensive files. I don't know what we're doing tonight.
Black cock. Is there a song for that?
He has a a scrapbook of black dicks that he wants you to take a look at.
I have loose ends and things of that nature. Loose ends, things of that nature that I'm trying to. You know, put together here.
Loose ends. We're talking about loose ends and long cocks on the DJ Nizal show.
I mean, I have some dilemmas, things of that nature. Maybe a couple other things. I wanted to get what the gentleman's opinions on it. And I apologize if I have asked this to you before. I would like to ask both FM Jeff and. Mr. Pristine Sneakers,
hi.
Would you rather have arms that don't bend or legs that don't bend?
Now, arms that don't bend or legs that don't bend. So you're walking on fucking, like, flesh stilts? Or you just have these fucking poles with hands on the ends? Let's throw it over to Pristine. What do you think about that? Legs that don't bend or arms that don't bend?
I'd have to take the legs. I mean, either way, obviously it's a pain in the ass, but, you know, yeah, like, whatever. You have to look awkward when you're walking, but that's pretty much all you're doing, you know, unless you're a paid athlete or something like
that. I
mean,
yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, I'd rather have the ability to move the joints of my arms, all of them, than my legs.
Throw it over to FM Jeff. What do you say, buddy?
I would like to have both arms and legs that don't bend so I can walk on all fours.
So you're selecting this and that. Very good. I don't know. I think you have to have arms that bend, you know, to eat, masturbate, pretty much do anything. You can walk like a fucking, like that teeter-tottery walk.
By the way, if I eat and masturbate, he means masturbate.
Yeah.
Like, really? Like, someone knows something about Mary.
Yeah.
No matter how disabled you are, there's not gonna be an RN around to jerk you off when you're feeling like you need a nut. Yeah. You'll always be fed, though. Really, the arms, it's about masturbation. No
Frank, what do you say, buddy? Which one would you choose?
I gotta go with it. I'd want to have my arms that are able to bend, because having the pants, it's just like having tight pants on, I guess. You know, you really can't bend your legs, so. There you go. But I want to ask you guys a question. Somebody has put a gun to your head and has given you an ultimatum. Have sex with the same person. I'm sorry, have sex with a person of the same sex, or have sex with 10 animals of your choosing.
Oh, wait, so now it's... You're gonna commit gay. You're gonna have gay sex, or you're gonna fuck 10 animals,
or bestiality. 10 animals of your choosing.
Would he have the animals on hand, or would he have to go to a separate location?
No, there's a slew of animals in the laboratory.
Okay, so you pick the animals, and they'll be produced. They'll be produced if you choose them.
Somebody puts a gun to your head. He says, "Listen, you have to do one of the following. What do you do?"
I mean, for me, I would pick the animals, because if it's animals that I choose, I'd pick extinct animals, because at least I'd get to see something no one ever saw before I fucked a dodo. Jeff, what do you think, buddy?
I have to go with animals, and I go with something like a tiger, so I can be like, yeah, I fucked a tiger.
10 of them.
That's fucking awesome.
What do you think, Pristine?
Pristine, I don't know. I honestly fucked a guy.
just to get it over with, rather than fuck animals.
Seriously, 10 animals? Holy shit. I can't even name 10 animals, let alone sit there and imagine fucking 10 animals. I'm sorry. Like, when I'm choosing between both of those, like, completely traumatic experiences, like, whatever. I'll fuck it. I'm doing the fucking, you know what I mean? Whatever. I'm sure I could work something out in my own twisted little mind.
Rather than
that, it's not that awful. These animals, like, what am I going to hear? Right, a Bengali tiger purring in my ear gently? Well, no.
It would be pretty bad if, like, you chose animal on a whim, but, like, the only animal you could think of because you're so paralyzed with fear is, like, a hamster. So somehow you have to figure out how to fuck 10 hamsters. Jerm, what
or
do you
God
think?
Or God forbid a horse. You don't want to have to fuck an animal and be emasculated at the same time.
And get Jesus. Kicked right through your abdomen after the first one.
I'd rather walk through a locker room in Bushwick.
Jerm, where do you stand on this one?
I have to go with the animal because, you know, if you pick female animals, it's not gay.
But what... So. When you pick female animals, it's not gay. It's still a crime.
I see.
I even think these questions come from a genuine place of curiosity.
I think they're all coming from a genuine place of curiosity. Which animals would you pick, Jerm?
I'd probably pick the aardvark and the llama.
Aardvark and a llama. Where are you going to put it in an aardvark? You'd either have to completely shove the aardvark in your ass.
He's got the nose, so you can stick it in the nose or something, you know?
What the fuck? You think it's like spandex, this nose? Either you have a tiny dick, you're fucking an ant in your tongue.
Attractive animal.
Yeah. I mean, you have to have a pretty animal. You know, hey, you know, aardvark, right. Yeah, it doesn't do much for me. What do you have next, dude? All
right, I don't know if I had asked this once before. I apologize if I do, okay? Because I have my records are fucked up. I want you guys both to think of your worst fucking enemy in your entire life.
All right, done.
Okay?
You. Go ahead.
Okay. For $100 million, would you frame your worst enemy for a heinous crime?
What? Yeah. Yeah. Like, who wouldn't?
But this is... But he didn't commit
it. Would you pay me to frame my worst enemy?
He didn't commit it to crime. In other words, would you frame someone you already dislike for heinous crime, but the guy did not commit the crime?
Yeah, sorry, Jeremy. As I named you my most...
So not only is this someone I despise, I also get paid for it as well.
I think, and by the way, I think we did do this, actually. And I think Pristine said that he might even consider doing it for some members of his family that he hasn't spoken about. I think I remember that, or it was some variation of this.
that was if a family member, somebody killed somebody, would you?
Oh, that's what it was.
That was. Would you rat them out? But what he's talking about now is would you completely make shit up and put some innocent
sorry about
man
that,
behind
Pristine.
Bars just because you hate him?
Yeah, I didn't mean to imply that. Pristine hates his family so much he would just make up a murder. Fucking
they're awful.
Fuck you, cuz.
If from any kind of indication of what spawned me, believe me, they really belong beyond bars.
Jesus. What do you think, Jeff?
Yeah.
Obviously.
What do you think about Pristine's family?
Well, no, I'm not talking about that. Would you accept a reward to frame somebody for a crime they never committed?
Would I accept a bribe to frame my worst enemy? That's a tough one, guys. Yeah, I would.
Okay. Jerm, what do you got next?
Okay.
Air, would you breathe it? Continue.
For $500 million, would you kill 5 innocent people? You are free to choose any method of killing you please, as long as you carry out the killings yourself. No one will ever find out that you are the murderer. You will be completely safe from any legal repercussions, and you will not go to hell. All you will live with is your conscience.
Well, at least we're not going to hell. How much money is it?
Yeah, $500 million to kill 5 people.
Man, that's rough. I don't think I could do it. I can't kill people.
They get sick.
They get
sick. If they were criminals.
That's true. No, but you said innocent people, didn't you? You said innocent?
Yes.
I thought he said innocent.
I didn't say innocent, but well, I put that in there now.
Oh, well, if they're horrible criminals, that is a new wrinkle on it, Jeff.
He did say innocent, actually.
No,
he did.
Yeah, would you kill 5 innocent people?
Oh. I don't think I could do it. Don't think I could do it. What do you guys think?
Me first, I guess?
Yeah, Pristine, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. No, of course not. I'm already used to the idea of being broke. I'm not going to take 5 innocent lives just so that I can buy a better quality scotch. No, thank you. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, real_done_12 in the DJ New Style
Show
library.
The real question here, though, is would you rather fuck the corpses of those victims?
That seems right up Germ Freak's alley.
Yeah, or fuck a black man in a locker room in front of a bunch of old white men with their dicks hanging out.
Yeah, real_done_12 in the DJ New Style Show live room says he would absolutely do it because he needs the money. Do you need would you do something less, maybe? I mean, I'm sure you need money, sure, but, $500 million to commit murder, would you accept, maybe $1 million to, fucking cut a dick off somebody or something? I don't know. As long as I'm not killing somebody, I think I would do it. I think I would, commit a crime against somebody. If I'm not murdering somebody or fucking up somebody's life completely, I'd probably do it for the money if I needed it. I don't know. Jerm, what do you think? What do you have going on over there? Do you have anything left in the tank?
I have a couple of
I didn't get a chance to answer.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff. Please continue.
Are they white people?
It's
ooh.
Of your choosing. Are we going to get racist?
Because I'll tell you, with a well-gassed truck, I can go to Home Depot and get this done in about 5 minutes.
Just fucking push the truck off. Jesus, that's not right. We don't want to kill the day laborers. How would I get my deck?
I think he's thought about this previously, but listen, I just got some other things real quick, and then we can wrap this thing up. Just some is it gay things that just come up to the top of my head.
All right.
Yes, I would fuck a dog to save my own mother.
Would you fuck your dog to save your own mother?
And by fucking,
you have to kill it.
No.
Okay. Drum, continue.
Okay. Is it gay?
Wait, we're doing
out?
Is it gay now?
Yes.
Jesus, I have the this or that queued up. I got Black Sheep rocking over
I
here.
Apologize.
Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen.
Where's the music?
Oh, well, let's get right to it here. I mean, come on.
A couple quick ones.
You got, by the way, you got to let me know.
I apologize. I said it.
Ladies
gay.
And gentlemen.
Shut up.
Germ Freak Radio presents.
Is it gay?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We already know the drill. Continue.
Okay, is it gay for a guy to wear a thumb ring?
Only if he loses it in another man's ass. Yes. What do you think, guys? What do you think? Pristine, go ahead.
Pristine? No, I don't think it's gay.
Okay, whatever. And Jeff, what do you think, buddy?
Only if it had your boyfriend's name inscribed on the inside.
Friends Forever. Two guys' names. It's a little gay. What do you got next, Jim? Wait, what did you think on it? By the way, what did you think? I'm sorry, I didn't even ask your own opinion.
Well, me? I had no problem with it. I don't wear. I only wear one piece of jewelry.
Would you wear a thumb ring?
It's not my style. I probably wouldn't.
Not your speed. Okay, next.
Is it gay for a guy to aspire to be a proctologist?
I mean, in the medical fields, I think there's a lot of other things that you could hope to do. Why would you want to, like, involve the ass in your eight-hour day? I don't know. Let's go over to FM Jeff. What do you think about that?
Isn't it the same, like, thinking, like, why would you become a podiatrist, you know what I mean, unless you have an insane fascination with feet. So, yeah, I'm going to say it's gay.
Mm-hmm. And Pristine?
Yeah, well, you know, the whole thing never made sense to me. Like, it seems correct to be like, oh, you're into feet, you're going to become a podiatrist, you're into asses, you're going to become... But the bottom line is you're seeing the worst of it. You know what I mean? When you become part of the... So, honestly, I can never figure those people out. They make no fucking sense to me. They're not gay, but, like, I've never... Let's put it this way. I've never met one, and I've met a lot of people. Like, the proctologists are few and far between. So are podiatrists. I think they're a creepy bunch. They probably have their own newsletter, and they have one-time-a-month meetings. Like... They're just creepy individuals. They have no place. Whatever. They perform a service that's valuable to society, but they're fucking creeps. Honestly, if it wasn't for like getting paid for what they do, they'd be behind bars. They're creepy. They're not gay, but they're fucking creeps.
Do you think that most proctologists, if they had the option of choosing a job where they got to look at, you know, nice asses all day?
Has anybody here?
Right, that's not the option. They choose to look at. Listen, these are damaged people. There's no question about this.
Have anybody here...
I agree with that, because my brother's friend's a proctologist, and he's cross-eyed.
Uh-oh. I think Jerm pulled his fucking microphone out of his computer. Are you guys still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Jerm, are you there? Yeah, Jerm, we lost Jerm for some reason, but fuck Jerm. As far as proctologists go... I don't know. I think that they would choose the option to be able to look at, you know, healthy asses. Like, I guess maybe they went into it hoping that, you know, there might be a resurgence or a surge of fucking check out my ass or ass checkups. they're the people telling you to get the finger in your ass twice a year after you hit 30.
Give them a better knowledge of all the erogenous zones of the ass.
They might.
Like they were just holding out hope that ass awareness spread all over the world, and no matter what your ass looked like there would be some chance of seeing fine asses every day, and they're just such sorry saps that they were just really mistaken.
Yeah, like that stat for the window of like colon cancer really came down from like 50 to like 15 to 30 over the years. It's like if you're 15 to 30, you're at risk. Jesus. Jeremy, you there?
You there?
Yeah.
You know what's really disgusting? The fact that there's a word for someone who looks at people's ass. Like, it should just... Why can't you just be a doctor? You know what I mean? I understand. It takes years of med school. You know what I mean? But, like, if you want to be a surgeon, if you want to be a doctor, whatever it is. But the fact that they... And it's a farce, people. If you're sitting there thinking that someone spent... Yeah, they went to med school for 3-4 years... And then they studied a year in just proctology. No. They're all med school graduates.
From the jump, they were into the ass. From the jump.
Right. Like, they decided, it's ridiculous, man. They're sick individuals. There should be no such thing as a proctologist. Just a fucking doctor. Yeah. He knows it all.
Yeah,
he's a shaman. Yeah, he knows it all.
We've got Jerm back on the line. Jerm, do you have anything else for us?
Hi, Jerm. Hey, I don't think we can top that. That's all I pretty much got.
So what did you think about the proctologist?
Has anybody here ever been to a proctologist? I know I have. Have any of you guys been to one?
No, I never have. Now, why were you at the proctologist?
I had a little bit of a problem with my rectum.
Well, obviously, you didn't go there to fucking socialize. What happened to your rectum?
I had a little tear in the rectum. Let's just put it that way.
Oof.
What? What happened to your ass that you got fucking torn open? Did you actually live up to one of your fucking dilemmas? You finally chose something?
No, I'm only kidding.
Yeah, leaky ass and cock.
No, don't. You're not kidding. You brought that up. What happened? How did you get?
I had a fissure. I had a fissure. I had an anal fissure.
From what? Is it from wiping excessively?
Something like that. Because I wipe till I bleed. So
you wipe till you bleed?
Of course.
With what? What can make you bleed?
I wipe my ass till I bleed from my ass, so it's nice and clean.
So you only use like regular toilet paper?
No, I use everything, but I wait till I use the regular toilet paper.
I use scarves.
When you say everything, that includes sandpaper. Jesus.
I use Brillo and fucking and sand. Yeah.
No, I wipe it sometimes and it will bleed. Because
you use those baby wipes, don't you?
They're not baby wipes. They're Cottonelle.
They're sheets of cotton that have moist stuff on them.
Ah, whatever.
Is that right? Yes or no?
They're not as
they're
thick
fucking
as
baby wipes.
Oh, go fuck off! I got a
radio station.
You wipe your ass with fucking infant ass wipes, Germ.
Whatever. I'm not going to argue with you. You know damn well that
I hear it's nice. You know whatever. I'm listening to Frank. Stop it, Frank. Stop giving Ken that fucking. Yeah, whatever. You know what? You want to, whatever. You're going to fucking shit on me. I'm fine. But you sit there and do what you want to do. I'll just sit here and then. No, fight him. Fight him.
You know, he's
you don't appreciate what he's saying. You don't appreciate what he's implying. Fight him. Stop that.
Yeah. You don't use baby wipes. Why don't you stand up for
yourself?
They're your
not baby
self?
Wipes.
They're fucking baby wipes.
They're Cottonelle wipes. They're not. There's nowhere that says baby wipes. There's a Cottonelle. They come in their own plastic container with a little pop-up.
New mothers carry your fucking ass wipes in a fucking in a bag with diapers and rattles.
Dude, listen. Do you use them?
No, I do not. I use standard toilet paper.
You just use dry toilet paper.
Sometimes I will wet it if I have sink access.
So you wet the... All right, wait a second. You wet the toilet paper. Doesn't it get like all like mushy, like
you don't just fuck. Yeah, you don't throw it in a bucket of water. I mean, you dampen it.
Why don't you just buy the wipes?
Because I'm actually an adult and I don't need baby wipes on my ass like you.
You're an ass. They're not. They're whatever. Dude, they're Cottonelle wipes. And they're it's a good refreshing feeling.
Baby safe aloe. That's the only thing for Germ that he uses to wipe his ass until he bleeds. Until he carves his ass open and has to go to a proctologist.
Well, sometimes I, you know.
What? Tear your ass open? Need an appointment? Come on.
Listen.
Take a cock. Honestly, I was going to make, like, some comment about, as far, like, how far technology has come and how we're still wiping our ass with really...
That's so true, man.
Just like really rough paper and stuff like that. But we were talking about, like, Frank, you went to a proctologist, and I think it is what we're supposed to get back to. You tore your ass because you rub it raw. And honestly, I can relate to you to a level, man. I'll sit there and rub my you know what I mean? Like, if I see the tiniest shade of brown on a corner of the toilet paper, there's one more wipe coming.
Yeah, that's true.
There is.
I need that clean sheet, and then I'm done.
A male, right. Was it a male or female proctologist?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Well, it was a male proctologist, but there was a nurse in the room as well.
Oh, well, that makes it all good. That means the guy...
Was he white or black?
He was a white.
A white?
He was white, yeah. Jeff, but I had it like...
Jeff, I'm sorry, you missed it, Jeremy. Jeff asked how big the proctologist's cock was.
I had to lay down on my side of the table and he had to spread my cheeks open and everything, so it was kind of gay.
Hey, how many of the people on this phone right now have had a guy spread their ass cheeks open? I know I'm a zero in this ass cheeks spreading column.
Dude, whatever, man.
You know, you hang out at places sometimes. I don't know. I can't say
there were women in there, so whatever, man. There was women patients.
Do they put something in your ass to spread it, like a speculum?
Their gowns are made of leather.
Like when the T-1000 opens up the elevator when Sarah Connor's trying to get away. The fucking jaws of life.
It looks like a T-1000 shotgun blast. That's what Frank's ass was.
Yeah.
Just a huge hole like in the middle of nowhere.
Like a mini jaws of death.
Jesus.
It was
Well, I think we've
jaws of life, I mean.
Yeah, we've exhausted this ass topic, I believe. Yes. So why don't we just wrap it all up into a nice package, Jeff? What do you think?
I think it's a plan.
Jeff, Pristine.
One that looks good dangling, no doubt.
Yeah. Do you have anything you want to say or do at the end?
Wait, let me ask. Pristine? Do you ever finish wiping? Like you're done with your business. You finish wiping. You wrap yourself up, pull up your pants, and then maybe a half hour later you have to wipe again.
Yes.
Yeah, that happens.
It's commonly referred to as swamp ass.
Yeah. Or swass.
This is what's going on. It's like no matter how much you shit, there are traces of the feces in your intestines. So when you start going about your day, mainly, usually when you sweat, which for some of us is every time you lift a fucking finger, some of it will start seeping out. So you get an awful feeling in your ass. So you go back to the bathroom, you wipe your ass. Yeah, no doubt, man. Swamp ass. Okay.
So I'm not alone then. Okay.
You're not alone. Honestly, you're part of a club that's so fucking far from exclusive that if anyone tried to claim that they don't know what you're talking about, they're liars and I have no respect for them.
I agree.
Jerm had his ass spread open. It looked like the human beatbox's mouth.
Oh,
fucking
man.
Fab boys. That's actual audio from his appointment. All right, why don't we end this here? Thank you very much to Pristine and FM Jeff.
Thank you.
DJ New Style, I love you. Thank you.
Oh, the love is purely.
Shout out.
You know,
hold on.
Let it all out. These are the things that we could do without. Go ahead.
Yo, I want to say what's up to Boxfly Man. He's always playing the fucking dopest video, son. When he's not playing videos, he's got some music playing, and you know what the best part about it is that there's text scrolling across the screen like a marquee that tells me what he's listening to, and I know it's awesome. Shouts to Boxwine. What's going on, Coochie Pug? Some people call him Wally. Some people call him Wally. They think he's a human being. He's an internet character to me. What's going on, Coochie Pug? You're my man, son. Please, it's weird meeting you in person. I like you better as an internet. Triple Skeet, what's going on? Hey, Irish Alki and Solera, you guys are awesome, because honestly, I don't foresee myself having a real career in my life, and my job is coming to an end, so I'm going to need some place to stay for a couple of weeks, which will turn into maybe 6 to 12 months. So I love you guys. TH, yo, what's going on? Yo, I'm on the radio, people! What's going on? Shout out! Oh my god, I'm on the radio!
Thank you.
Yeah, Messenger. Oh my god.
Thank you very much, Mike from Queens.
I'm done.
What's
good night,
the station
brother.
That really rocks you tonight?
The station that really rocks is cnheroustalk.com.
Yes.
No, it's cn.heroustalk.com.
You are correct, sir. Thank you very much.
If you want to go directly to the show,
that's true.
Good night, people, bitches.
See ya.
I do whatever DJ Newstar does. Good night, bitches.
Yes. Sure. Jerm, thank you very much for being a part of this wonderful miracle that we call the DJ Newstar Show.
Thank you.
Do you have anything you'd like to say to the people?
Good night, everybody.
I agree. Good night.
Wollt ihr das Bett zusammen sehen? Wollt ihr in Haut und Haaren untergehen? Ihr wollt doch auch den Dolch ins Nacken stecken.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.